Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than
the Beaver.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're meeting your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Nice tease.
I just flew in. I'm recording an album. It's called Terry South Beach Live.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, Dan.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, Dan.
Yes. Boy, that is good news.
It's Friday, the 28th day of January, 2022. Good morning. My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. You've made it to Friday. Thank you for tuning in. We've got some good stuff for you today, of course, including the initials game. But let me introduce to you Dusty Slay, some comedy to get the show started on a Friday morning. Good morning. I'm glad you're here.
A lot of hotels want you to be eco-friendly now. At least that's what they tell you. But really, they just don't want to wash your towels. That's what it's all about. They're like, save the planet, man. Reuse a towel, right? And I don't mind reusing a towel. I've been known to reuse a towel for so long that the smell of the towel gets on my body. Right? I got to get back in the shower just to wash the towel off. I'm just saying, I've been eco-friendly this whole time. People have been calling me nasty. I love the word nasty. That's a fun word to me. I like it. Because if you really want to call somebody gross, call them nasty, right? Really hits them in a way, right? But weirdly, nasty can be like a compliment, you know, depending on the setting, right? Like if you're in the bedroom and you call somebody nasty, they could be into it, right? You're like, you nasty. It's weird to have a word that could call somebody gross and also be a compliment, right? You know a word that doesn't work like that? Disgusting. You're in the bedroom, your wife's like, talk dirty to me. You're like, you're disgusting.
Start to a Friday, January 28th episode of the Power Trip Morning Show because it relates to you, gentlemen. John Creasel. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hello.
You have a Dolly Parton tattoo, correct?
I certainly do, yes. I certainly do.
She's an American treasure.
She certainly is.
And I read.
Oh, you don't have to read. I can play it if you'd like.
Oh, that's even better. John, are you familiar with Hoda and Jenna?
Is that... Oh, yeah, the show.
Yeah, Jenna Bush and Hoda Kotb.
Oh.
Yes. How do you know that?
Never.
Oh, what if they switch first names?
Okay.
either way...
see your order.
Dolly Parton was on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Being interviewed by Jenna and Hoda. And I don't think you're going to feel the same way about Dolly Parton when this soundbite is over, because she's trolling the F out of you.
Uh-oh.
She's not a fan. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
We heard that Heidi Klum got her legs insured, and there was some rumor on the internet that you have a famous body part
or
parts that are also insured.
Well, it's not true about that. Years ago, Betty Grable was famous also for her legs, and at that time, I said, well, maybe I should get my boobs insured since I'm famous for them, but it was just a joke. I didn't do that. And by the way, you can get new boobs, but you can't get new legs.
Oh, snap!
Son of a bitch.
Oh, Dolly.
You know what, though?
Oh, Dolly. Come on, Dolly.
Jokes on Dolly, because this week I got approved for a new prosthetic on my left side. Yeah.
Let me you play, boy.
6 years old. It's time for a new bionic leg.
What, hell yeah. What's the difference?
It's new and improved. It's just Bluetooth. A brand new version of this leg that I have because it's getting. Mine's got an error code when I take it off of the charger now, and you know, check engine light pops on occasionally on your vehicle, and then you bring it in, and most of the time it's good. And then at some point, it's time for a new vehicle.
So is it more like an iPhone software update or getting a brand new phone?
Brand new phone.
Brand new phone. Got it.
Sweet.
Good for you.
Quite expensive. So yeah, awesome. But I got 6 years out of it. Who knows how many miles? And
I hope. Went to Vegas a lot.
Oh, your legs are like three times old. Those legs, three times older than Chloe.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, dude.
This is going to be my backup.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
I'm hoping Uncle Sam pays for that for you.
Yes, they do. Right. Yeah. It's close to six figures for one of these.
Ooh, is it really?
One? Yeah.
Yep. With the fitting, with the socket and everything, I mean, you're talking $80,000 probably.
Damn.
Jeez.
That's my ballpark estimate. That's a lot of scratch.
Are all four of us comfortable with him getting that for free?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I am too. I was just wondering. Zach?
I mean, I'm going to pay my tax bill here pretty soon. You know,
so that's a yes?
I will earmark
thanks for your service,
a couple dollars of that.
All right, so it's unanimous. All four of us are in favor of you getting that leg for free.
A leg marker. Yes.
good morning, everybody.
Well, and then, so between that, my leg had the issue, and then my truck, the starter went out on Monday.
Uh-oh.
In the cold, but it was at least at Chloe's daycare.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting. I'm very emotionally attached to this truck, but it's 240,000 miles.
Jeez, get a new truck!
I'm starting to look now.
What do you got? What brand of truck is it? You got?
It's a Chevy.
Yeah.
Yep, it's good. I think I'm really loving those. Of course, marketing works. Every commercial during the football games, GMC Sierra, GMC Sierra.
Yeah.
That's kind of. I think that's what I want.
There's some sweeties, man. I don't know how quickly you'll get one if you're looking for a brand new one.
No, I mean, I'm fine getting one even a year or two old. When I want it, I need it. When I need it, I want it right away. So we'll see.
Yeah,
starting that process now, so I might check out your friends at Luther there.
Is that right?
Also,
I can put you in touch with the right people. They'll help you out.
Do they also sell legs there, too? Maybe do a combo platter?
Very... insensitive joke, Zachary.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Actually, I'm offended now.
Yes, I told you. Oh, no. I'm speaking to my client. John.
I'm sorry to you and everybody like you. Bye.
She said, "You can get new boobs, you can't get new legs."
Now you're lumping us all together. Yes.
Here's the thing.
So here's the thing. John Kreisel is here. It is the Friday episode or edition of the Power Trip Morning Show. Marnie Gellner later, AJ later, Parrish later, initials at 8:15, $12,500 on the line.
Hell man.
Oof, man. It's getting up there.
Yeah, some greasy football this weekend.
Greasy football
some greasy
this weekend.
Football.
Yeah.
These are tough ones, man. I feel like I've seen it clearly the past couple rounds with my bets. This one.
You know, we had the Chiefs and Niners in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Why don't we just flip it and go Rams Bengals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that. Give a little love to Cincinnati out there. Yeah.
Star powers Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
My guess is that the National Football League wants the Rams and the Chiefs.
Yeah, because weren't they the two teams that played in that game that they scored like 107 points combined on a Monday night game?
That one, I think it was in Mexico City.
I don't know. I think it was in L.A.
But even so.
Maybe they moved it back where it was going to be in Mexico City.
Star power of Mahomes, and then you get Los Angeles playing in their own stadium, and it's the second biggest media market in the country. Right?
Yep.
That's the win for the NFL. I don't think they're going to care if it's anything else. They're going to get giant ratings regardless, but still.
Yeah, that was, I think, the total in that game was like 61 or something like that.
They scored 105 points.
Yeah.
54 to 51. Man.
Well, see, I like the under in the Niners-Rams game, though.
What's the line?
I think it's
46.
I think it's, Oh, so it's going up.
Yeah.
And so I think none of their matchups have gone above 44. But the issue is, which is why Vegas is so damn good at it, I'm confident the Chiefs are going to win. 7 points. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
In the playoffs, especially with how they went last weekend.
Lieber thinks they'll dominate.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that stat, and I'm looking at you, Corey, because I bet you remember this one. And The reason it sticks in my mind is from when the Vikings played the Eagles in the NFC title game and got destroyed, there was some stat about teams that have a walk-off win are they lose by double digits every time the following game. It was something like that where it's just...
It's hard to keep that magic going.
Right.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
So then, in this situation...
That's everybody.
That's everybody. Yeah, so that stat's going to come to an end, sure. But then...
Yeah.
Yeah, all four walk-off winners. I don't know. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Nobody scores a single point.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do it, but I'm cheering for the Bengals. They are the most fun team I think left just because of Burrow and Chase.
Burrow's great.
And the fact they've been to one Super Bowl, right? Was it 88?
Something like that. Yeah, and they got rocked.
Shuffle.
They get killed by the Niners.
Niners, yeah.
They get killed or do they play it close? I don't remember.
I think it was
89.
I thought it was the butt kicking, but again, I was a pup.
They lost 20-16.
That's not bad at all.
Not at all. Yeah. Who did the Niners kill in the 80s?
The Chargers.
Well, okay. A cat.
Yeah.
Curiosity. Did the Chargers lose by 40 or something?
Yeah, that was wasn't that in the mid-90s?
I don't know. I wish there was a website where we could look all of this up. You know?
Yeah, it'd be cool if somebody invented stuff like that.
Yeah, 49-26 in 1995. They destroyed them.
There's something else, I think, before getting a different one, though, too.
The 49ers were an 18.5-point favorite in the Super Bowl.
Jesus.
Yeah, hideous.
Sure.
It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm sad it's coming to an end.
Yep, but the preseason's right around the corner.
Yeah, hell yeah, Hog. Can't wait, right?
That's always fun.
Yeah, preseason football is the best, right, Hogsley?
We got a new GM.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a couple of new NFL head coaches. We here in Minnesota don't have
John's
one yet.
John's got a new leg.
Yeah.
And not yet.
Certainly a new truck.
What shows up first, John's new leg or the Vikings coach? Sounds like you're close.
Yeah, I think the coach.
All right. Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of Kevin O'Connell's steam.
Yeah, that picks up a lot of steam. Yeah.
Sure, there's some steam I couldn't see on the way here.
It's a lot of steam.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's 36. I think that's about 20 years too old, yeah, if you ask me. But still, under 40 is good. Under 20 would have been better.
So is he offensive guy, defensive guy?
Yeah, he's their offensive coordinator. Yeah.
Who's?
Rams. The Rams. And he was Cousins' quarterback coach the last year Cousins was in Washington.
Do we get the vibe, though, that the choice is going to be related to Cousins?
No.
Because that would be foolish. There's no guarantee we're going to keep him.
No, but Corey had a great point earlier. What did you say about like guys who come from situations where they played or coached other guys?
He said they're cute.
Yeah, he said they're cute and he wants their phone number.
Yeah, basically, so they've probably seen nudes.
Yeah, but you know, that doesn't mean they love the guy.
Right.
They just want to diddle.
Yeah, they just want to diddle. Yeah.
Everybody wants to diddle.
Hockey loves diddling.
Yeah.
Here, diddle, diddle. I love diddling. Yeah, diddling Wales.
Yeah, I don't. So,
yeah, I need some
the whole D'Amico Ryan's bit, is that losing steam?
I don't know that for sure. I'm guessing like everybody else, but I don't know. We've had a couple of defensive coaches here. I think we're flipping it up and going offense.
Do we have to go one side? I mean, say, well, because we've had defensive, we need to go offensive. If you see the right guy that you like, you got to go. My only concern with him, and I love what he did against Green Bay, but that would be back-to-back years that the defensive coordinator of the Niners was hired as a head coach. So is that more of personnel that are making them look good?
Maybe.
That would be my one concern with him.
It's not even necessarily just about going from a defensive coach like Zim into an offensive coach, like whoever it would be, like Kevin O'Connell. It's more about, look at the four coaches that are left. They're all offensive-minded.
Sure. Good question.
The NFL world that we live in now, you got to be able to put up 90 points.
It's
got to
be an air attack. Yep.
So let's get one of those. And again, that's why I want a 12-year-old wunderkind, right?
If Harper could call offensive plays, would you hire her?
Brian Harper?
Funny you bring that up. I've been working on that for about two weeks with her.
Yeah. So, good for her.
Oh, it's not going well. She's just playing Roblox.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
How is she on Game Theory?
Piss poor.
Yeah.
So better than Zim.
Not just poor, by the way.
Piss poor.
Yeah, I mean, Chloe's better than
you're
Zim.
Right.
True. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, now you're talking about him bad behind his back.
No, he's probably listening.
He might be from the ranch.
Yeah.
Christopher, made any progress on Ozark or what? We're waiting to talk.
He's watching something else.
Have you started it?
Yeah, I'm three episodes in, but my wife is home, obviously dealing with stuff, and I promised her I wouldn't finish it until she got back.
He's watching something else.
Yeah, man. You remember the show that Saucy said yesterday was A-plus hockey?
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, Puppet Master.
Puppet Master, the documentary on Netflix. It is, I took the chance because of his wonderful review.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was concise. It was clear. Wow. Everybody knew what the show was about. Everybody knew you would love it. Everybody knew the letter grade.
Right, yeah. And I wanted to test him because he said Hawk would love it.
Right.
And he is correct, although love it is not the right way to say it. I'm fascinated because here's the thing.
Oh, boy. See, this kids, if you're
here's
listening.
Here's the thing.
This is a better review.
Well, of course.
Here's the thing. I have.
These are going to be complete sentences
with the right words.
I have one episode and 10 minutes to go in the series. There are four episodes. I'm almost through the third one. This gentleman, throughout his entire life, it appears, has found a way to manipulate so many people so thoroughly that they throw their lives away because they believe ridiculous, outlandish lies that he tells them. And these are average people of regular intelligence levels. Students, wives, men and women. And they so thoroughly believe these packs of lies that as a viewer, you can't believe it.
What kind of cons are we talking here?
He is, and these are not spoilers. I mean, they are kind of, but it doesn't ruin it for you.
Okay.
He tells people that he works for the English version of the CIA or the FBI.
Basically what James Bond worked for, right?
And he springs it on people. Hey, like the one guy, he's at a bar, and the guy's sitting at the bar, and he's like, this happened. And he's like, well, I'll tell you why that happened. Because blank. Oh, how do you know that? Because I work for the MI5. Mm-hmm. And people buy it. And he legitimately kidnaps them with lies. Oh my gosh, your roommate is part of the IRA. And we've figured this out. If you don't come with me, you're in massive danger. And not only do they leave with him, they disappear for 10 years. And get their parents and their loved ones and family and friends to give them money to give to him so that he can keep them in witness protection.
Yeah. They basically disappear into thin air.
And completely disappear. But this is not one or two people. This is tens of people for tens of years. Mm. For, I don't know.
I'm going to have to take notes.
For sounds literally.
Like a good plan. You love it, Corey.
Dude, and again, I've got another episode to go. But this guy must be the devil. He is the modern version of every bad guy in every 1930s film or 1870s book you've ever seen. He swindles people with charm.
And is he if he's that evil?
Yeah.
Is he like a serial killer where he has no emotional attachment to the devastation that he's causing?
Well,
does he know it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is he just completely
sociopath,
neutral? Right, where you're just 100%. Neutral. It doesn't move you in any way. Mm-hmm. You just do your thing.
Yeah.
You don't feel it at all.
It appears, and yes, and I don't know yet that there's any murder involved, but we're talking kidnap, we're talking rape, we're talking money. I mean, literally.
Inherit
kidnap, the kidnapping in the sense that not like tied up and thrown in a van and taken somewhere. It's more like
we're talking locked in a bathroom.
Yeah,
weeks at a time.
But getting
without
them
food,
there was like a trick.
Telling that you've got this is he would say this is a safe house.
Yeah,
you need to stay in here till I come get you.
Right, and then, they're watching, and he would have them like write down license plate numbers just to like keep them busy of like who might be there.
Attractive women. This is just anybody wants to mess with
and it's
to
guys
get money.
And women. It's anybody.
It's anybody who gets in his way.
It appears to be anybody, Asas, it appears to be anybody who he realizes he can set the hook.
Right.
Like in the first 5 seconds of meeting him.
Yeah.
And it works.
It
so
works.
Thoroughly that you can't believe it. That these are regular people who
hand over money.
Yes, and destroyed their lives.
Right, yeah.
And this is real. This is
it's
a
real.
Deal.
It's 100% real.
And I still don't know what's going to happen because you think it's over, and then you realize you're halfway through the third episode. And you're like,
you do that too where you'll pause to see like how far
you have to go. Yeah, right. I can't believe it.
Yes.
So four episodes.
One of them's a half hour.
Oh, the second one must be the short one.
The second one's short,
But,
what's your letter grade so far?
I would give it an A because
Sauce gave it an A plus.
I give everything an A plus.
Yeah, he did.
Except for your attitude.
It's an A because I'll tell you this. When I got to work this morning, I sat in the parking garage for a half hour and watched it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were watching something else.
He came up the stairs holding it on his phone.
I was holding my phone. I didn't even come up the stairs. I rode up the elevator because I wanted to be able to keep going because I can't believe it. I can't. Right. I can't imagine anyone being able to have that kind of a hold over you over lies that sound absurd.
I can.
Right. Right.
It's the worst.
But he doesn't have one of these.
Right.
True.
You know what I mean? These are magic.
Case of gaslighting you've ever seen.
Okay, well.
Right?
Yeah, that's not, you know.
Okay, let's not judge. Easy girl.
A different color.
No, I'm amazed
does
by
it. Does it force you to question your own ability to read this out? Because if somebody walked up to me, because I'm a living, breathing skeptic, I think you guys know that about me. If somebody came up to me and said, so-and-so is a secret agent or works for in the IRA, you're in danger, you got to get out of here, I'd say, I don't buy it.
Right.
I mean, my radar would be big time up, and I'd have a lot of red flags.
And you know what? He would move on.
So if he senses skepticism, you just try somebody else.
That's the hook.
He's not wasting his time.
He'd move on.
Interesting.
For his bit, he has to have everyone all in for this whole thing to work. So you don't waste time.
You can't believe it.
He's doing it in multiple countries.
And at the same time.
Yes, at the same time.
The one time he locks a lady in a bathroom and then goes to the USA.
Yeah, to live a completely different life.
So he is the equivalent of an email scam, right? He sends out a whole bunch of emails, and when an old person says, I'll donate the money to the Nigerian prince,
then he says,
I got one.
So when you're watching it, Chris, are you going...
I'll watch that. Sounds good.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Most of the time, are you going, how in the hell did they believe this? Or do you go, I could kind of see.
The whole time I'm thinking to myself, I can't imagine I would ever fall for that.
Okay.
Right.
But these aren't idiots.
No, they're college students.
They're adult women with kids.
A lot of college
students. Yeah, but you know what I mean. You got to watch it. It's fascinating.
I'm going to. What's it called again? Puppet Master.
I can't wait to see how it ends. I can't imagine.
It'll blow your mind.
Four episodes is doable.
It's doable.
And it's three and a half hours.
Bingeable.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Side note, no one cares, but doesn't sign a TV snob. Morning show is starting to fade. I'm not even done with season one. It's going from tons of potential to pretty good. Now I'm just like, I don't know. I think it's like okay.
I love it.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to keep going, but it's starting to average out a little bit, starting to level out.
Yeah, I loved the first season, but here's the thing. I must not have loved it a lot because I haven't watched the second season.
Exactly.
Yet. That's weird.
Maybe you're lukewarm on it more than you think.
I'm
binging it and I'm fading. I think I have like two episodes to go and I just think it's okay.
Yeah.
Not awful.
The acting's fantastic. You know,
in parts, right? It's one of those shows where the main four or five or six of them are fantastic. There's a couple of side actors that are just cringeworthy. They just, you know, some of the people that work on the show, like, you know, production assistants. I'm like, oh man, that guy or gal just cannot act.
Right.
That's not good.
You know, I don't know why I think I'm so tolerant of that. I don't really ever see a show and say that guy's not a good actor.
Ooh, I say it almost daily.
Yeah. Hockey, you should play Ordinary World by Duran Duran.
I know, right? I thought about starting the show with that. You're right.
Yeah.
Good song, by the way. Puppet Master.
I've been hearing it 7,000 times.
Yeah. All right. Front Page Sports is next. Again, initials at 8:15. Marnie later, AJ later, Parrish later. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Have you ever seen California?
The Fan. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Fan. Morning, everybody. Great artist named David Nail and a fantastic song. Over there's John Creasel. Hi, Creas.
What is up?
How's that baby girl doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Had her to myself last weekend.
And yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese. Aww. Made pizzas.
Ah, the yep. Best.
It's
the
a best. Fun age, but still toddler, so there's moments where... She'll be like, I love you, Daddy. And then 30 seconds later, go away.
Yeah.
Go away. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That only gets worse.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey's family doesn't want to spend any time with him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's just what a roller coaster. What a ride.
It
what
is.
A ride,
it's fun.
Baby. Maybe I should. Oh, yeah.
All right, time for front page sports.
It's time
Let's
for
talk
that.
About things that are going on
I know
in sports,
you want to talk
we?
About sports because you love the sports.
Really do.
And yeah. I know you also love the Super Bowl commercials. And we talk about Corey all the time. You complain, and you're right, that we see the Super Bowl commercial before the Super Bowl, and you're like, why are you doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, spoilers.
So Lay's potato chips did a little different thing. They paid Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen to do their commercial this year, but they also paid him to do a teaser, and it sounds like this.
What are we doing?
A teaser.
We're doing a teaser. For the commercial.
Yeah.
We're teasing commercials now?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Right, like a movie trailer.
Yeah, but I mean, the commercial's incredibly short in the first place. How long is the teaser?
Oh, it's really sh-
Really? Yeah, great,
that's,
right?
All right?
Yeah,
it's
very funny.
That's Both better of them than just showing the commercial.
Yeah,
man. All right, here we go.
Time now for Front Page Sports with Corey Coe.
Yeah, there he is. Look at you, buddy.
Yeah,
that's
look,
you.
It's Corey Coe.
That's you, man.
Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is your new general manager of the Minnesota Vikings.
Hell
he had his introductory press conference yesterday. Seemed very impressive. I don't know.
Doesn't, you guys ruined it with the button bar.
Doesn't.
Yeah, Zach, why did you do that?
I
he wasn't listening.
I would.
I do what?
So, you know, who knows if it works out or not. Let's hope that it does, right?
Oh,
it could either be a smashing success, an epic failure, or somewhere in between.
Feels like quite the shift in... There was an F in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quite the shift in leadership.
Like yeah, just, maybe.
I agree.
But yeah. But then again, is it?
We'll see. I think so. But speaking of leadership, did you guys see, and I should have asked you guys to get this audio if you didn't already, but did you guys hear the Rick Spielman comment with Colin Coward?
Yeah.
Oof.
I did not. I heard about it a little bit.
I'll give you the gist of it, and then maybe we can find it. But basically,
I sent it.
Tenna loaded it in.
All right, so
is that right?
The gist of it is, and then we can see if we can find it, is Spielman was on with Colin Coward and asked about kind of the coach... Was it new coach?
It was coach quarterback bit. Yeah.
Right. And he basically said, that is the key, is you have to have a coach and a quarterback that are on the same page. And it sounded like a direct shot at Zimmer and Kirk. Just that's why it didn't work, is that these two guys just weren't on the same page. So it didn't say Kirk, didn't say Zim, just talked about in general, you got to have a coach and a quarterback that are working together.
Yeah. No, we haven't changed coaches a ton. Our teams had stability for the most part in our lives.
Yeah.
But I don't recall, besides like Urban Meyer, more shots at someone on the way out than it feels like with Zimmer.
Well, did you hear the bit yesterday?
Yes. Yeah. When you guys were talking to Ben about the whole
TVs and all that.
Holy smokes.
Right.
Yeah. Like basic, like boot camp.
Yeah.
Like drill sergeant type stuff. That's, and then it's like, well, how was this not spotted earlier? And it wasn't like there was a lot of success lately. It was mediocrity to go. I mean, if this is how it is in New England during the, you go, we're cool with it because it's working.
Correct.
This wasn't working.
No, it was not.
But yeah, Spiel. And I feel like taking these shots too after the fact, not a great look. If you're a player, it's fine. But like, does Spielman want to be a general manager or work for a team again? Because I don't feel like this stuff is a great look either. If I'm the one hiring,
maybe he goes back to TV.
Yeah,
perhaps. Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
So.
That's the rumor that he'll be on Fox or whatever. Because his brother.
Oh, yeah. He's got his name, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's Rick Spielman with Colin Cowherd.
It's almost that you have to interview. I mean, you really have to go into the interview process, Rick, don't you, thinking, boy, I'd like to find an offensive guy.
I think the number one thing you're looking for is that head coach has to have a relationship with that quarterback. And can a defensive head coach connect with that quarterback? Now, you know, an offensive coach is probably going to be able to because that's his job.
So pretty much Zimmer was a defensive coach, right. Focused only on the defense, didn't have a good relationship with Kirk,
yeah.
Which is kind of what we've heard anyway, right?
Yeah, correct.
Remember,
yeah.
All of us seemed a little floored that that Kirk and Zim had that discussion before this season, like, hey, maybe we should meet once in a while,
right.
And talk about, I don't know, the game.
Yeah,
and that's just as much on the quarterback as well, because if you're the quarterback and you want to succeed, I would want to be on the same page as my boss. And so I would initiate the conversation and say, hey, can we work this out? Can we figure out where? Yeah. But now this year, this 2021, I mean, they did meet, right? But that was the first
like
year
every
that they.
Thursday or something.
They almost got in a fight on the sidelines.
Yeah.
What?
Remember?
Well, yeah, remember?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah, so did I.
It
would have
been better if it was real.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
Actual punches.
How bizarre. Great point. Yeah,
hot
it was.
Cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. It was weird, man. But hey. New start, new dawn, new day.
Nathaniel Hackett agreed to become the Broncos head coach. He seemed to be a semi-finalist for the Vikings gig, right? That there were plenty of rumors that he was at least a person of interest for the Vikings job.
The Denver people around the world, the Denver Broncos fans and some of their media people are basically saying that Denver didn't want to wait for Kevin O'Connell, so they hired Nathaniel Hackett. That they just were like, he's just as good, we'll take him.
Let's put it this way, I'd be busting nuts like a squirrel.
Exactly. And then the Bears hired Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus as their head coach.
Never heard of him.
Never heard, yeah.
I used to play one of those in high school band.
Oh, no, somebody played yours.
Sounds like an instrument on The Grinch That Stole Christmas, right?
It does. I can't even masturbate.
Oh, that's sad.
That's too bad.
Wow. Who the hell is that?
Let's get some smoke going in this place, right?
Ben Roethlisberger. Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Which one of you pipe-hitting bitches can pass me?
Oh, that's my
That's Steve, man. That Steve makes Anchorman 2 worth watching. It just does.
Pipe-hitting bitches.
When he stood at the table with her entire family.
I barely remember it. I saw it once.
I
do not remember that part.
Yeah.
Which one of you pipe-hitting bitches can pass me?
And I love, too, casually, he just wants someone to pass him whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to mash potatoes.
Ben Roethlisberger retired after 18 seasons in the NFL.
Yeah, he put together a little montage. Here you go. Where's it at? Ben, talk to me, baby.
With the 11th pick in the 2004 NFL draft, Pittsburgh Steelers select Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback, University of Miami.
I don't know how to put into words what the game of football has meant to me and what a blessing it has been. While I know with confidence I have given my all to the game, I am overwhelmed with gratitude for all it has given me. A boy from Findlay, Ohio with NFL dreams, developed in Oxford at Miami University.
Okay.
That music, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Thanks, Wikipedia. Music,
yeah.
I mean, Hall of Famer. I don't know.
Yeah.
What else are you going
to
say?
I need a day off to go to Colorado.
What?
That's Zach Robot.
Oh, what did he say?
The Golden State Warriors beat the Wolves 124-115. Curry with 29. Cat with 31. Ant with 27.
What did the all-star Andrew Wiggins score?
How about that?
Wiggins had 19.
He was an all-star?
He's a starter this year.
All-star starter.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very Minnesota, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wolves are 24-24. Warriors are 36-13.
Man. Not very old. Good for him.
Oh!
Chris Hockey's Minnesota Golden Gophers lost 75-64 to the 16th-ranked Johnny Utah, Ohio State Buckeyes. The Gophers are now 11-6.
They've lost 5 of 6.
But we knew the schedule was going to get harder. The Big Ten's stacked this year. The upside-down pineapple, people got it figured out. So I'm working on some stuff. We're getting turned around. You know, you play each team in the Big Ten twice each season, and we'll get them next time around. Is that true, what I just said?
I don't know.
I think so.
Also, I have all of this going on, and it's a very big distraction.
Obesity, ADHD, anxiety, and depression.
Yep. And so I'm trying to get back to thinking about basketball, but it's not easy.
Well, you're watching Puppet Master. Got to focus on your job, man.
And I'm trying something new.
What's that?
Where'd you get that girl?
She's hot.
I got her yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. I rode my bike over to a cemetery nearby. Her boyfriend just died.
You met her at a funeral?
Yeah. Dude died in a hang gliding accident. What an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm hang gliding, honey. Take a good picture. I'm dead. What a freak.
Met her at a funeral.
Yeah, I'll throw in a wedding every now and then. But funerals are insane. It's like fishing with dynamite. At a funeral?
Grief is nature's most powerful aphrodisiac. Huh. Look it up. I didn't know that.
That's what I've learned.
So good, man. Oh, my God. Is that a great scene?
At a funeral?
Yeah, I'll have some meatloaf. You want the meatloaf? It's so great. That's a top 10 comedy of all time.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so good. You don't know how close I was to nunchucking you.
Chris, your thoughts on Sunday. The Bengals are at the Chiefs. 7-point favorites are the Kansas City Chiefs, minus 360 on the money line. The over-under is 54.5.
I find I'm so excited I can barely sit still. A hole of thought in my head.
It's a 2 o'clock game.
That describes it. Yeah, last weekend was so much fun. I like Kansas City. I just think that they're feeling it right now. If they were going to lose last, the fact that they escaped that game, I think they're destined to go to the Super Bowl. I would feel a lot better if it was Chiefs by 6.5, though.
Yeah.
I think this, because Kansas City is the type of team that can keep it close, but I don't know. If a gun were to my head, and it is not. Oh, now it is.
That would be a waste of time.
Kansas City by 7 would be
Zach,
my...
Zach, put your pistol.
Would be my bet.
See, I'm not putting money on it because I think it's the points are... but I would go the other way.
Yep.
Don't Bengals you have money on it?
And I would say I would say so. Over.
Niners, we have money on the Rams. The Niners are at the Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites, minus 190.
Who does
the
take?
Over-under
I
is 45.5.
Right? Yeah, because that's what I feel.
I like Rams, the Rams 3.5. Rams in the under in that one. I do like, and I know San Francisco has won. I think it's 6 straight
against LA.
It comes down to. If this game is as close as the line indicates it's going to be, which team do you trust to make a play offensively down the stretch? Not San Francisco. Jimmy has been fine.
I mean, they drove down the field to kick a game-winning field goal in Lambeau.
They did.
He overshot that guy in the end zone so poorly.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah.
Thank you.
The Rams can be absolutely balanced. If San Francisco has to throw the ball late in the game, I don't see that they can.
No, agreed.
I just don't think that they can. The Rams could run it if they had to. They can pass. They're just they're the more balanced team, but also too they can go down and quick strike. They would have they should have destroyed Tampa Bay if it wasn't for the turnovers at near the end of the game. They just completely let them back in the game.
No, agreed.
Yeah.
Listen, and again, San Francisco wins because of a blocked punt for a touchdown.
Right.
I think that game will be the blowout. I think the Kansas City Cincinnati game will be a better game.
I like it.
Yeah.
Who would you take hockey in?
I'd probably take my mom. I haven't seen her in a while.
In the Chiefs Bengals game, who would you take if you had to bet?
The Chiefs Bengals game, I would take the Bengals.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not doing it.
All right. You get 7 points.
I know. I don't like that number.
What do you care?
I don't like that number either.
I just don't like the number.
By the way, speaking of money, because I'm not bringing this up because you haven't paid me yet, because I don't believe you're supposed to pay me yet.
Am I supposed to pay you?
Well, the Dan Quinn bet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it is officially booked. I know they said, Dan Quinn said he's going to return as defensive coordinator for the Vikings. For the Cowboys. But until the Vikings hire a head coach, I would say technically the bet's not over.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You don't owe me money.
That's
yet.
A good point, right. Cor. I mean, you're a good gambler.
It's 99.9% because it sounds like he's going back to Dallas. But we don't have a coach. He hasn't. I don't know. I think Power Trip Betts jumped the gun on the ticket.
No, that's not true.
No.
Yeah, would it cash at the window right now?
That's my point. Is it would not cash at the window because the Vikings haven't named a coach?
Yeah, good point. Good question.
So he says you owe me 100. I would say we need a Vikings head coach for that to be officially dead if it's not Dan Quinn.
So he'll pay you Tuesday.
Yeah, just remind me.
Yeah, it'll probably be by Monday or Tuesday of next week when something like Kevin O'Connell is named coach.
Well, we named a head coach last Tuesday.
True.
Yeah, so Paul you owe him money.
Well, my point is
he's dead.
Until it's official.
Oh, no.
I'm in no rush.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just remind me to pay you when I eventually have to.
Yeah, that's the best part is hockey. When we did that bit yesterday, Corey, where you went through all those bets, hockey's like, what? Yeah. I made that bet? Genius. You just like
gambling.
Comes
back in.
If you remember on Friday in Mankato, when Chris was like, I think it could be Dan Quinn. I'm like, I bet you it's not. And I believe it's something like my 200 to year 100. And Chris goes, I got to get something more like 400 to 100. And I go, deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I didn't even hesitate. I was like, sure, done.
Yeah, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you care?
It's all part of the plan.
It's only money. You'll make more tomorrow.
It's only money.
Yeah, correct. Do I owe anybody money over there? Please tell me if I do.
No, you do not.
You don't owe me.
No.
All right, good.
I don't think so.
You're going to be embarrassed.
I am going to be embarrassed if I owe people money. I don't mean to ever not pay people. You know, I don't care about money.
No, you don't.
Oh, this is horrible.
You hand it out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Las Vegas.
I do. Sometimes I go there and just hand it out.
You do?
Yeah. And then
you
I try
to get money to Corey.
DNA at everybody.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. What? Well, sometimes, you know what? I'm there. I'm not getting enough sleep. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing with my money. You know
what
I mean? Because I don't have my bed with me.
You should bring your Sleep Number 360 smart bed to Las Vegas.
You're right. I should play one of my own songs instead of theirs so I don't get sued.
Yeah, you don't want to get sued.
Right. You're right. I should bring my bed with me, but I can't get it in my carry-on. Because
I'm sorry.
Well, it's a big bed, and I love my big bed.
Yeah.
You know? My bed is a Sleep Number bed. It's set perfectly for me. My Sleep Number is 45. It waits for me at home. It never complains. It says, come on in, baby. I know you've been gone all day, and you only had 3 hours to lay inside in here. Come on in. Let's do this. And I get in there, and I go to sleep. Yeah. And I sleep like an angel.
Because it's the best bed ever.
Yeah, it's the best bed ever.
We talked about it yesterday, I think it was, that you stay in some really nice hotels.
Thank you.
When you go on the road with the Vikings.
Yeah,
but
I do.
None of them have Sleep Number 360 smart beds in their hotel
room. It should be against the law.
Right.
For them to not put Sleep Number 360 smart beds in every hotel room.
Because it's the best bed ever.
It is. I mean, you want to get good sleep, right? You don't want to deprive somebody of great sleep.
You want to wake up refreshed, right?
I want to wake up refreshed.
You
is that too much to ask?
You want to sleep to your alarm, right?
No, I want to sleep to my alarm. I love my bed. Do you love your bed? Tell me one thing that about your bed that you love, and then we'll let everybody know how.
I love the zero gravity mode
on
my bed.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Are you telling me the truth?
Yeah, 100%. It's the best part of the bed.
Okay, good.
Makes you feel like you're floating.
What about your feet, though?
I thought it warms my feet,
too.
Yeah,
you like
that,
right?
Yeah, but that's the beauty of the bed. It's got a lot of features, a lot of things to love.
How much would it cost you to pay somebody to come warm your feet?
Oh, a lot.
$1 million, right?
Yeah,
you don't have to do that. Get a Sleep Number bed.
Right.
Don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. You'll save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed. That'd be a Sleep Number 360. I don't know what happened to my voice.
I don't either.
Plus special financing.
You're too relaxed,
Monday. I'm so relaxed. I feel so good. Only at Sleep Number stores, sleepnumber.com. Please check out Sleep Number. You know, they're the official sleep and wellness partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Where can they get one?
You can go to Ridgedale, your store in Maple Grove,
That's
and, of course,
store.
Their brand new store in Blaine.
Bye con Dios.
Bye.
KFAN.
Didn't you have, like, a keyword or a giveaway?
Nope.
No.
Hi!
Keyword? Oh, hi.
Not this song.
Really?
Pink Floyd, man.
Yeah, how I wish you were here.
I don't even hear it.
Two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. It's because you got your one earphone off. It's just on the right side right now.
It's such a good song.
Thank you for saying that.
Isn't this about Syd Barrett?
It certainly is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Dark Side of the Moon is my favorite album of all time.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a good
there.
Choice for that.
Yeah.
The start to finish.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever seen the making of that?
No.
What's it on?
Is that Amazon Prime?
I think it's recommended for me. It is on Amazon Prime, and it's fantastic to watch, and it's really interesting to watch them piece those songs together. And
simultaneously with The Wizard of Oz.
Doesn't ever mention that. It seems impossible that it's not, but it's really cool because, like, the, you know how in different parts of the record there's somebody who just says, there is no Dark Side of the Moon, really. Yeah. It's all dark.
Yeah.
They just recorded conversations with people, mm-hmm. like, in their crew and stuff like that, and edited parts that they liked. Like, the one guy goes, He laughs maniacally, and he says something about he didn't start fights or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about how you give him a little short, sharper or whatever in the background. Yeah.
It's great stuff.
It's on Amazon. And
listening to that in the teens after eating something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
It's 5-star reviews on Amazon.
No?
Even better.
Yeah.
So good. It is weird. There's maybe 2 songs, Time and Money, that I can hear without needing the rest of the album. Some of the other ones, like...
Yeah, they all... Yeah.
Comfortably Numb's the same way for me, from The Wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Comfortably Numb is fantastic. Abbey Road is kind of like that for me as well.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, those are my top 2. Dark Side and Abbey Road are my 2 favorite, start to finish. So good.
So good.
Oh, what a great song. Did you exchange? Here's the thing. On part in a war
for a lead role in a cage. I did not, but thank you for asking. Today is the, Corey, how old are you?
I'm 41 years old.
Yeah, so I guarantee you're too young to remember this, even though it was a giant thing. But today marks 36 years since the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Wow.
All 7 crew members were killed in the blast.
Ugh.
That broke up the vehicle just 73 seconds after its launch from Cape Canaveral. You know, it was still a new enough thing that the teachers would wheel in a television to watch the Space Shuttle take off. And so we all watched it.
Oh my God!
Well, there was a teacher on it.
Yeah, you know what? That's right.
Why,
yeah.
That's why you watch it. There are millions of kids because what was her name? Christine. I'm blanking on her name,
Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
She, yeah. Oh. It was the first time I think
from
ever
Mad Men.
They just had a like a
McCaffrey.
Christian
McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
What? He was on there?
Yeah.
But she, first time they flew somebody up there that wasn't like an astronaut.
Christian McCaffrey.
McAuliffe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or McAuliffe, maybe. But yeah, she, it was millions of kids watched. Yeah. Very preventable. Preventable.
What happened?
Something like a ring, O-ring. Or something like that.
Yeah. So they're all those boosters are made.
Who's got the best onion rings? You guys like onion rings, right?
Ooh. You're so uninterested in this, but it was a really big deal.
No, of course, I'm being sarcastic.
Have you guys ever had a blown O-ring before? After a lot of hot
hear my
food?
Story?
Yeah,
Hawk, I don't remember it like you do because you were.
I don't remember it at all.
But I remember I was in something like kindergarten. I remember it like I don't have a direct memory of it. I just remember how do I even put this? Like
the discussions of it.
Yeah. And, like I remember it being a part of my day, but I don't have a specific memory of it. Yeah. I don't think I watched it. No. I just remember everybody else talking about it. Like I remember it being a thing. I just don't remember like processing it myself.
Yeah. Now, if it happened today, do you feel like it would feel like as big of a deal? I don't feel like it would, and I'm not saying like that it shouldn't be. It is a big deal. I just feel like now we have so much at our fingertips, where then, like you said, wheel the TV card in. That is a huge deal.
And again, it feels like 7 lifetimes ago, but think about this, right? We got to the moon like 16 years before that.
Yeah, right? It's still really new. Yeah, that's right.
So it's not like space travel had been a thing for 70 years and then a space shuttle exploded. We had just kind of started to get the space race of the 60s.
That's a really good point.
You get there in 69 unless you're Sauce and believe you never got to the moon. And then the thing explodes in 85 or whatever, right? So to my point is, at this point in our lives, it's been 50, 60 years of space travel.
Yeah.
Once in a while, Elon Musk has a rocket explode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. That's
not necessarily with people aboard, but rockets explode now.
Remember when that one blew up and I thought there were people on it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Hindenburg kind of thing for me.
Less than a year ago, when we watched Bezos go to space for a second. Oh, yeah. Hang on.
You're watching it right now?
When Bezos got to space and we watched it live, we're like, all right, let's see how this works, right? It's space tourism because they brought that like trust fund kid up there too. Then Michael Strahan's going to space. Like,
here he did, didn't he?
What if Kirk?
Right, what if exactly Kirk went? What if one of these people exploded on live TV? I think it would be giant news. I think we're probably underselling it. Would it be the same as the The Challenger, probably not, but it would still be massive, massive.
I'll tell you
news.
What, we might have. We might have in capsule video of it happening, too.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
You
that's
may
a
never
very
see
good
it again,
point.
But you might see it happen when it happened live.
Yeah, but again, they always do that that stat, and I have no idea what this means, but it's what the your iPhone has more like computing power than the actual shuttle that made it to the moon in 1969. I mean, like, the technology is so, so much better.
Yeah.
Our O-rings, Zach, are so much sturdier.
Yeah.
I can't.
Rock solid O-rings.
Yeah. I have 16. Do you want to hear? I mean, this was essentially murder by some people at NASA.
Oh,
it was that bad.
No.
It
was an accident.
They had actual.
Oh, God. Did Q tell you this?
Oh, God. Who? No. What were you listening
to? He's the only one in this building that's actually been to space this morning.
He's orbiting the moon now.
All right, now go on with your O-ring.
Yeah,
take.
Go ahead.
Okay, so essentially, they had the people who manufactured it. They had evidence from multiple launches before that when it was cold outside, the O-rings didn't do their job. Basically, the boosters are made in four different parts, and they're connected with these rings.
Obviously.
So when it got cold,
right?
What would happen is whatever, you know, it affected it to the point where there would be a little bit of escape from the fuel inside. And what they basically said was, if it's colder than a certain temperature, don't launch. And they recommended. They said you should not launch. You know, whatever.
Who's they? The manufacturer
of the O-rings. They had a big meeting. They said, listen, you can't do it.
They meat sauced.
They said, NASA, don't do it. But the
make better O-rings.
But NASA was under pressure because when they started the space shuttle program, the idea was because they had multiple space shuttles, they were going to launch hundreds of shuttles a year.
Yeah.
And they realized, well, it's a very complicated process to go to space. But they were under pressure from Congress and everything. They said, we need to launch. And there's a documentary, I think it's called Challenger Failure to Launch on Netflix.
Failure to Launch is about Matthew McConaughey.
Great film.
And, it's these poor people.
Yeah.
By the way, they didn't even die in the explosion. I don't know if you knew that.
What?
How's that possible?
Because it didn't explode. What happened was is the boosters, the O-rings blew up. So the boosters, you can see them in the video. They all fly off in their own direction, right? And then so essentially what happened was the capsule went down into the Atlantic, and they were all alive at that point. There's multiple evidence that says that they died from the impact of hitting the water.
That's depressing.
Why did you bring that up?
So, yeah, it's a very tragic, frustrating, and again, preventable situation that didn't need to happen, but
what was wrong with the O-rings again?
It was
crazy.
So the idea was to go to space hundreds of times a year.
Yes.
You know who's going to do that?
Who?
Jeffrey Bezos.
Certainly not. Now, John
kids,
Wood.
You did it.
Kids these days will never understand the excitment of when the TV gets rolled in.
Oh, man.
I
think
that's where I got the idea of the TV cart for my gazebo, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, I mean, they would have that thing strapped to it because if the TV fell off, somebody was dying.
Yeah, you put a hole in the ground. Or even the projector.
Yeah. Oh, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
The overhead projector was, man, we got a projector class today. This is sweet.
In high school, I used to, in a photography class, because it's easy. He would put on a film with the projector, and he would go and do whatever. And this was high school, so he's like, these kids are fine on their own.
Yeah, right.
Mistake. And I had a cardboard that I took with scissors. I cut out a penis shape, and I used that as a bookmark just in case I needed it at any time. I had a penis at the ready. Yeah. And I would always then do like Jaws right around, and everyone would laugh. And then...
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yep, and then
I went to high school together.
That actually was in a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon making of book, and I found it a couple years ago, and that penis was right in there.
Look at that. Good time.
Full circle moment for me.
That penis I've matured a lot.
You really have. Listen to this. Here you go.
I'm throttling down now at 94%. Normal throttles most of the flight, 104%. We'll throttle down to 65%. Shortly. engines at 65%, three engines running normally, three good fuel cells, three good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles.
15 seconds.
So the 25th space shuttle mission is now on the way after more delays than NASA cares to count. This morning it looked as though they were not going to be able to get off.
There it goes.
1 minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters
the guy from NASA
blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
Is that supposed to happen, do you think?
It seems kind of cool. Obviously a major malfunction, he's going to say. And it's
flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
And you're like, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, dude, but, that's such a giant explosion. And I hear what you're, I mean, I can't imagine what they build those capsules to withstand, but that's a hell of an explosion, man.
Yeah.
They lived through that, you think? They really think they did?
The capsule didn't explode.
Wow, man.
But that's incredible. That they passed out? They could have been alive, but you would have think that they could not have been conscious.
This is why there's some debate, because initially they said that they were dead, but there's also thought that because NASA's trying to cover their ass, they said that. There was evidence that they tried to activate their life-saving, parachutes or whatever it was on there. And they had, they found them in the bottom of the ocean, it was pretty clear that they were, some of them might have.
Yeah. Did you go to space school?
What is the name of the documentary again?
Challenger, Rush to Launch. That's right. Yeah. Because again, it was a rush to launch.
Even
it
he
was
just says, yeah.
Freezing. It was record freezing temperatures.
Exactly. Is that where that audio comes from?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks, man.
36 years.
Brutal.
Man.
People shouldn't have died.
You know, the cliche stand-up comedian joke, if the black box is the only thing that survives a plane crash, why not make the entire plane out of the black box?
Yeah.
Sounds like that's what they did with this capsule, right? Is they should have made the whole thing out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the rest of it blew up. Speaking of Pink Floyd, John Kreisel, they sued the hell out of Incubus for this. They were pissed about this.
Did they win?
I don't think so.
No, they couldn't have won, man.
I don't believe they did, because it's a different song. It's just the same title. It's not a cover. It's just the same title.
You can't own the song title.
Yeah, technically,
right?
You can't own words, and this was... But they were not happy.
Is one I Wish You Were Here and one Wish You Were Here?
Don't know. Either way, I just know that Pink Floyd was pissed.
They both wish you were here. Yeah.
Roger Waters seems tremendously unlikable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree. Yeah.
Brandon Boyd seems like an absolute delight.
Does Roger Waters have the John Fogerty bit? Does he own a lot of the music? I think
so. He wrote it. Yeah.
Man, this freaking album.
John Fogerty is extremely unlikable.
I disagree.
Really? Is next. We'll do some scores and some stats. Parrish in like a half an hour. Marty later. Don't forget initials at 8:15 today. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Here on the Fan.
Thank you, Polly. We'll look forward to that. Power Trip Morning Show at 6:43 on a Friday. Perry's on his way here. AJ's on his way here. Creasel's here now.
Yes.
Hi, Creas.
Speeches in exotic locales anytime soon?
No, a bunch of them here, though.
Yeah?
So, yeah, we are
Good for you.
Through March.
Look at you,
April's
man.
Getting full. May is getting kind of
like
full.
It's like $1 an hour.
Whoa. When in May is full?
Do not worry, my friend.
Okay, good.
I am going to Las Vegas.
May 4th, you have to go. Be in Vegas.
I think it's going to be like a Thursday to maybe Sunday morning. I know you guys are coming back Saturday, but...
Well, it's because Sunday's Mother's Day and we care about, mothers. Yep. You know?
But I think she's going to come with. So that's the hope.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We just got to find find someone to watch Khloe. So
yeah, we'll that's a great idea. I'm going to see if Kim will come out just for Sunday.
Oh.
Genius.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just fly out Sunday morning.
Yeah, you're flying back Saturday night with us. Yeah, you can go out there Sunday. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
And have her stay till the following Sunday.
Yeah. No, we're going to have fun together.
Yes.
I love Vegas.
Well, remember the song we would play when she would land in Las Vegas? You love Vegas until she shows up.
Yeah, I like big butts and I can't lie, right?
That's it. What Matters is brought to you by our friends at Cultivated CBD. Thanks, Cultivated CBD.
Man, I'll tell you, that stuff's saving my life this week. I'm getting 3 hours of sleep a night. And man, that thing is helping me. Helping me.
Are you playing tonight, Hogs?
Five, 11 shows in 12 days.
Hell yes.
Including tomorrow night, by the way, Chris Hockey Band. Free show.
What time will that be?
At the Medina Ballroom tomorrow night with Shane Martin, and I believe the Jensen Sisters is playing as well. I think we go on probably at 9, maybe 9:30, something like that, but it's free, and it's at the Medina Ballroom, and we haven't played a full band show in like 6 months. Can't wait. So come on out of our mall.
Will the guy who takes enormous dumps be there?
Your dad?
Matt Eberflus is the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, old Eberflus, man. You know, I remember when we were in high school together. I'd be like, dude, someday you're going to coach the Bears. And he was like, leave me alone. I'm taking a poop.
Yeah.
What do you blew out that O-ring.
He did.
What really matters, though, is this.
The trial's been delayed in the case of an Alabama man who allegedly attacked us. Let me start this again. I'm a news guy, man. I need to do this right.
Yeah, be serious.
Trial's been delayed in the case of an Alabama man who allegedly had an attack squirrel that was high on meth.
Oh, my God.
NBC News affiliate in Huntsville.
Zach hates that city.
Those are the wrong nuts.
Says 38-year-old Mickey Polk was arrested in 2019 after police received a tip about an aggressive squirrel in his apartment. During the arrest, police also found body armor and, you guessed it, meth. Polk was charged with weapon possession by a felon, possessing stolen property, and possessing a wild animal. Polk appeared in court this week, and it was continued until February. An attack squirrel, guys.
Kind of genius.
Yeah.
It kind of is. If you get a pit bull or something and train it to just attack things.
Yeah.
You'd say, well, you just train that dog to bite me.
Right.
How is anybody ever going to pin it on you that you would that you had trained and methed up a squirrel to attack people?
I don't know.
It's genius.
It's pretty genius. And I don't know how they can say, you know. That it was being held against his will.
Right.
How did they may know? Have loved it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Holy smokes.
Free meth.
Yeah, free meth, and I'm sure all the nuts he wanted.
Yeah, but isn't that how the Tiger King kept all those people around? That's free meth and nuts?
Oh, my gosh.
I saw Tiger. Great
that
song.
That is such a shredder.
Yeah, will you play it?
We're coming up on the two-year anniversary of that, are we not?
Seems impossible.
I know.
Right.
So you said he had body armor, but then but it didn't mention firearms except in the charges.
That's right. Yeah,
so they must have found. Yeah,
they must have found some, or it may have been the squirrel that was carrying. I'm not sure.
Nathaniel badass. Hackett is now your Denver Broncos head coach, former Packers offensive coordinator, going to Denver.
Good for him.
Yeah.
What really matters though is this.
Hold on. One of us
gone too soon.
All right, well, my computer's frozen.
What a
Sorry.
Great bit.
I'm gonna go to this thing.
I forgot about that bit.
Hold on, I love that. Was Guernsey?
Oh, Guernsey loves that. That's Guernsey's favorite bit.
I know. Elvis Other Presley's
than, is that right?
Manager was a guy named Colonel Tom Parker. Excuse By the way, me? I don't think he was really a colonel.
No,
is he the I KFC guy?
Yeah, right. Different colonel. He was a marketing guy, you know. And when Elvis was at the height of his popularity, people, you know, as they do with Tom Brady and everybody else, people start hating him as well. So he produced and sold I Hate Elvis badges so he could catch
Make
him
money
on
off
sides.
Of those two.
Yeah,
that's
right?
brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
really
the
is.
Nickelback thing,
oh,
right?
I got to tell you guys this, man. Corey, I think I told you that I started watching on television. They did a whole series of like a documentary on Tom Brady and why he's great, right?
Yeah, it's Man in the Arena.
Exactly. So they did a companion podcast, and I've been driving back and forth to St. Cloud every day, and I've had time to listen to a bunch of different stuff. So I listened to the companion podcast because I never finished the television series. There's a lot of cool things about it, a lot of interesting things about it. It's definitely worth listening to. The weird thing is the guy's name, who's doing the podcast, number one, the guy's name is Gotham. That's his first name, real name, okay? Cool. Something that bugs the S word out of me, and I don't think I'm going to finish the podcast because it bugs me so much. And this is a very Corey Cove thing. He continues to say in every podcast, I was his fan, and now I'm his good friend. And it bugs the hell out of me.
Welcome aboard!
I'm like, why does that matter to this story at all?
Right.
And why must you say it every podcast?
Yeah. I get that it's probably unbelievable that you're like, oh my God, this is one of the most famous people in the world.
Yeah.
But still,
it's not relevant to the podcast.
No. Yeah.
That's
how I live, and that's how Seinfeld lived as well. If you remember the TV show Seinfeld, him and George and everybody else on that show basically nitpicked everything. They hated everybody.
Right.
And at one point, it was like season 5, 6, 7, somewhere in that range, George and Jerry look at each other and like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
With our lives?
Yeah.
Why do we just sit here and just worry about these little tiny things? It doesn't matter. What are we doing? And they both agree, let's be better people. Let's find significant others. Let's just calm down. So they kind of form a pact.
Rosie.
George gets together with Susan. Jerry goes out on a date with a gal who's going to try to be a better person. And then she eats her peas one at a time. And he can't get over it.
Can I tell you something I just realized?
That's the way I live.
I don't know if you guys do this or not. But sometimes I figure things out while I'm talking about them. And I figured out while I was telling that story why it bugs me so much. Not just because the guy doesn't have to do it, but it makes everything he says about Tom Brady less credible.
I suppose, yeah.
Because everything he is saying, you're hearing from somebody who's not a reporter, somebody who is his friend.
Yeah. And a super fan.
Right.
/ friend.
Yeah.
Even less
credible. I wonder if Tom Brady thinks they're friends.
No.
No, yeah. I really do. I wonder that.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
he might say they're friends, but I wonder if he really thinks they are. God, that bugs the ass out of me.
Well, again, second,
Corey's poisoned me.
Yep, really second time we've referenced it this week, but again, Sauce and I bonded over the way a man threw t-shirts.
Literally.
That is not an exaggeration.
That's how we became close, yeah.
We didn't know each other super, 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 super well, but we were at a sporting event.
Orgy.
There was a person throwing t-shirts into the crowd, and we hated his act so much.
Yes.
But like, why does he throw t-shirts like
this? Was it his form?
It was everything.
It was the wind up.
It was the look on his face. It was the way that he threw it. The pointing.
It was
the
way
after he threw it, he would run backwards. Like, he was impressed with how far he threw it. Everything about the way that he threw t-shirts, we go, I hate this guy. Even if he's the nicest guy of all time, his t-shirt throwing was an atrocity.
And it was basically Corey was a national Palpatine tragedy. And it was good.
Yeah, and when I looked over at Sauce and he hated it as much as I did, I'm like, I think we're going to be really good friends.
Yeah.
Because
so
the appropriate response is hating this.
Yeah. I'm like, does that bother you? And Corey's like, beyond
I hate this guy.
Yeah, I hate him. And I think one of us said, I hate him and I've never met him.
Yeah, and I've never met him since. And maybe he's the nicest guy ever.
He probably is.
I wanted that team to lose every game for the rest of eternity because of the way he threw t-shirts.
Yeah,
all you've got your whiff.
It bothered both of us. Years.
Yeah.
You did it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were both mad.
Yeah, there were times, I don't know if I can go to the Wolves game tonight, because if he's throwing t-shirts, I'm just going to leave.
And then you realize you had nothing else to do.
Correct!
Yeah, that's
it was like season opener 2 years ago.
It seems like it was longer ago.
It was 15 years ago.
Man, imagine.
Like 06.
Man. That's like that thing you just talked about, referencing that. You said that, the second time this week. That was a week ago today. We were in Mankato.
Time flies.
Yeah. Man, does it fly.
I don't like it,
That was a week ago.
I don't like it at all. Well, especially when you think about how old your dogs are.
What?
And how
you're so right.
Are you in space?
Yeah. No, I just was talking about they're 8 and 10 now, man.
Boom dog.
It doesn't feel like it's been a decade.
Well, dude, they're turning it around. They'll get to 500 and then
the Snoopy O-double-G. They're struggling. I don't know what
Coom it is. Boom dog.
My stupid disaster of a dog had to get a tooth removed this week.
Meat sauce?
Need to put five times
more expensive than my daughter getting a tooth removed.
Coom dog.
Can we
think about that? Sure.
Do you have the yodeling
the cliffhanger?
Yeah, bit? Yeah, yeah.
I can get a cliffhanger.
What? This is a weird transition. This is the song you guess
Is that what Price is Right uses now?
Yeah. Brilliant. And the beauty of it is the guy never falls off the end of the cliff.
Yeah. Attaboy. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
1,200.
I will say $350.
No, it's more than $1,200. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To get it,
well, you have to put it under.
No.
I would bet $25.
I don't remember them. You were close. One of our cats had to have it.
Yeah, I had Muppet had a stomach issue once, and they thought she maybe it was a piece of plastic in her stomach, and of course they're like, "Well, we won't know without an X-ray." I'm like, what?
Well, how about this? And again, yeah. they did a good job, and they treated her well, and it's actually a really good vet. But
they better for
that. But I did like this. Angie sent me a text the morning of the extraction, and she's like, "Well, just dropped Zero off, and they said they'll text us if they find anything else." I'm like, "Of course, they're gonna find something else. That's how you run the bill up."
Yeah.
Right? What am I going to do? If they say, by the way, we found this, do you want us to do anything? Nope.
Right.
Leave it in there.
No.
Yeah.
So $1,400.
It was yesterday. God. Both cats had to get their checkups, and it was like three something. The fat cat gained a couple ounces. The skinny cat lost a couple ounces. So now Bella's close to 16 pounds.
Wow.
That's a huge bitch.
Hang on.
How big?
16 pounds.
That's a huge bitch.
Nicest cat.
Yeah,
I love that cat.
Yeah,
but just the size of a small bus.
Man, oh,
just the sweetest thing.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, hockey? Hockey.
If Kim had called and said, hey, listen.
Oh, hockey?
Tilly's got to have a tooth removed. It's $1,600. I'd have been like.
How much is it?
Wrong song. You always play the wrong Sarah McLachlan song.
He never gets it
and
right.
And he calls it the dog killings. Yes. Yeah, there you
it's
go.
Always
he always plays the wrong one.
You know what I like to do? I like to go to veterinarian offices and stand outside like John Cusack.
Yeah. That's not a bad bit because, like, each day someone's bringing their pet.
The worst.
That would be me.
The worst.
We can't bring our dogs in right now
keep the song playing.
So they come in and they come out and they pick it up.
That's what they
do. So
did
I think next time I do that, I think I'm just going to be blasting this.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, man.
But then your animal's going to go, hold on. I thought this was a checkup.
Yeah, that's a tough job, man.
Commercial. They're like,
have you ever had to?
Yeah, twice. Well, Rosie died at the house.
Mark,
not Mark. No.
So he won't be in on Monday.
That was sad.
I was like, "This is what you get."
Didn't
you
she pass in your arms?
$1,400 was just too much to say.
It was.
Rosie.
I'm like, Rosie. No, sorry,
but Zach, you'll appreciate this. My dog is normally a hyper disaster.
Sure.
But they gave her so many meds for the pain.
Yeah.
The rest of the night when we got her home, she was
comfortably numb.
Chill.
Yeah, comfortably numb.
And I thought to myself, I need a dog drug dealer because I need her to be this chill all the time.
We should get high with Zero sometime.
You should. You and Zero would be good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys remember Zero?
You're
candy
both
bars?
Zeros.
Of course. They still have them. Don't
they? Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
candy hearts
so
with the silver wrapper.
You had one?
Black and bluish.
What is
wrapper?
This?
When's the last time you had a Zero bar? Rock?
Oh, Zero bar. I thought you said candy heart. I'm like, yeah, of course they make it.
Sorry, I'm so confused by what Sauce just said.
What did he say?
I go, do you guys remember Zero bars? And Corey goes, yeah, they still make them. And Sauce goes, they still make candy hearts.
candy hearts.
What?
My hearing is bad.
I was so confused. I couldn't hear
my hearing is horrible.
I couldn't hear it either, though, I was confused.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I thought you were talking about drugs, because there's catnip for cats.
Oh, yeah.
And they get peeled.
Yeah.
Wrong song.
You know what? So I'm looking at the Zero bar right now, not candy hearts on Google Images.
Man, the white chocolate's the difference.
That's what I was just going to say is I've seen the wrapper a billion times. I don't think I've ever had one of these.
I haven't either.
It looks like a protein bar.
I'm familiar with it, but I'm pretty sure I've never eaten that.
You know what's so weird?
Will you order some hogs?
They look good.
I got to tell you, Sauce.
God, they're 102 years old.
If you came over here and looked in my backpack right now, you would see Power Bar protein bars.
Yeah.
And the reason I buy the vanilla ones is because they taste just like a Zero bar.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
They look like
bars. Yeah.
Man, I love Zero bars.
Think how many Zero bars you could get for $1,400.
Right.
What would you rather have, a doped up dog or
no.
a whole bunch of chocolate?
It's insane. Do they have a type of health insurance for dogs?
Yeah, there's actually got it here now.
It works like a charm.
Does it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's Sarah Jane. I don't know, but I know it saved her a turd load.
A turd load?
Yeah. It's a great idea, especially if you're... Man. Dog's a disaster.
How do they make money, though? Because every pet, our pets are in good shape. They're well taken care of and still
right
300 and some bucks for a quick visit.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Toss them on the scale.
Man, it's like 90 bucks just to get them in the door.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what if yours has twisted lady parts like my dog?
Mine does not.
It's supposed to be a 12 and 6.
Well, sure? If she had twisted lady parts, Bella couldn't see him. Poor thing.
Oh.
That's a huge bitch.
The news is next. This is the power.